USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The most painful inflation in four decades will require the Federal Reserve to take extreme actions to tame prices caused by lawmakers in Washington, D.C. The Consumer Price Index is out, and it's worse than anticipated. U.S. inflation reached 9.1% in June, its highest rate in nearly 41 years. The CPI report for June was higher than May's annual rate, and that led to Feds to raise interest rates. Stocks turned negative after the release of the Labor Department data. The U.S. Senate voted to confirm President Biden's nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives on Tuesday, making Steve Dettelbach the leader. The vote was 48-46, with Republican Susan Collins and Rob Portman joining the Democrats to support his nomination. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The sailor who was found dead on the USS Carl Vinson Sunday has been identified. He was 22-year-old Petty Officer Darren Collins from Oklahoma. Suicide and homicide have been ruled out. As golf slips into an us-versus-them mentality, Tiger takes a side.
Tiger Woods is taking the PGA Tour's side when it comes to golfers joining the Saudi-backed LIV Golf International Series, the 15-time major champion playing a practice round ahead of the Open, which starts Thursday.
As far as the second part of your question about the players who have chosen to go to LIV and to play on to play there, I disagree with it. I think that what they've done is they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Three men, including a curator for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, were charged on Tuesday in an alleged conspiracy to sell Don Henley's stolen lyrics to multiple Eagles classics, including Hotel California, Life in the Fast Lane, and New Kid in Town. Over 100 pages of Henley's notes were stolen in the 1970s by an author hired to write a biography on the Eagles. In 2005, the author sold the notes, which were valued at more than $1 million. President Biden is in the Middle East for the next few days. Today he'll be in Israel most of the day. A planned meeting is also scheduled with Saudi Arabian officials on this trip. This amplifies how bad America's energy policy is under Biden's leadership. Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, last night on Newsmax.
It misplaces the whole idea of, you know, our incredible production of oil and gas in this country. In the last 4 years, we became energy independent. I'm old enough to remember the 1970s when everybody felt OPEC had us. That, you know, they could control everything, they could turn off the spigot, they controlled the oil prices, and we were desperate to become independent. And we did finally when we had pro-energy policies in this country. And now we've reverted back to the same old standard. The Democrats hate the oil and gas industry. They hate the production of it locally. They're happy to go beg for it in Saudi Arabia, but we've got lots of it. We have more underground in Anwar, Alaska, than the amount that we would import from the Middle East.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.